HistTech on Stories, we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Taking a look at Pat Pagano's cold tri-state forecast, a partly sunny and brisk day today, 25 to 30. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 5 to 10. Tomorrow, sun with patchy clouds only in the mid-teens. Sunny, temperatures moderate to the 30s on Wednesday. And Thursday, partly cloudy with scattered snow showers, high in the upper 30s. We'll check the details of Pat's forecast coming your way in just a few moments. In the Republican American on Sunday, shuffling is taking place on the Kent Committee as the ARPA funds need to be distributed. The committee looking into determine how to use American Rescue Plan Act Committee money in the town gained back its chairwoman, lost a member, and gained two additional members. Connie Maines, the former chairwoman, rescinded her resignation and asked to be reinstated, which the Board of Selectmen Thursday evening. Her email correspondence with the committee and the board indicated she was convinced to continue to work that was started, particularly since First Selectman Gene Speck had resigned from the committee. Resident Matt Starr, who had been on the committee since its formation, resigned by email, and the selectman accepted his resignation. Member Joe Agley suggested Craig Bibb, who was experiencing working in financing and interested in getting involved in volunteering for the town. Bibb has raised questions in recent meetings about how the selectman overspent a budget line on legal expenses last year. Also joining the committee will be Ruth Epstein. Ruth is president of the Kent Community Fund. As a former first selectman and longtime resident, the committee suggested having someone aware of social service needs, particularly in the transitional time without a permanent director in town. The community fund works closely with the town's social service office and provides grants to those in need. Well, this is going to be a shock to a lot of people. Where will you get your repairs done on your major appliances? Bill Dineen bears no resemblance to the lonely Maytag repairman as seen on TV in a story in Republican American. For 44 years, he's the owner of BMAS, Bill's Major Appliance Service, called upon to fix stoves, refrigerators, washers, dryers. His popularity and following were evident whenever a call from a newcomer to the area went out on Facebook seeking recommendations. Raised in Cornwall, graduating from Cornwall Consolidated in Housatonic Valley Regional High School in 1974, Dineen worked as a helper at his Uncle Charles Hepprich's Cornwall Electric Company during high school. Following graduation, he asked if he'd like to do full-service appliances. Twice he attended intensive training sessions out west, once for Maytag and then for Westinghouse. On January 1st, 1978, he went out on his own. Quoting here, "I started on January 1st and wanted to end on January 1st," he said during an interview this week. Region 1 released their COVID release numbers for January 4th through 6th on the weekend. Lee H. Kellogg had two positive staff members and one positive student. Cornwall Consolidated had two positive staff, three positive students. None at Kent Center. North Canaan Elementary, two positive staffs. In Salisbury, two positive students. In Sharon, two positive students. And at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, three positive staff, four positive students. Story in the Berkshire Eagle, luxury home sales in the Berkshires are remaining strong. A $4.5 million sale in which Great Barrington caps a year which sold 94 luxury homes. Sales of single-family homes in the $1 million-plus range in the Berkshires began to take off in 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic and continued to soar in 2021. Last year, 94 homes in that range were sold in the Berkshires, including 15 in the first quarter, the highest number during that time span since Berkshire County Board of Realtors began compiling those statistics in 1997. Last year's total sales were 18 more than 2020, when 76 homes in that price range changed hands, according to the Board of Realtors. Berkshire nursing homes must allow visitors during COVID. Watchdogs worry a rule change may reduce access. Visitors are important to the well-being and safety of nursing home residents. That figure, regulators in November lifted all visitation restrictions imposed at the start of the pandemic, even as the crisis moved forward. Quoting here, "Families are just so essential. They're just not people coming in to play bingo." Toby Edelman, Senior Policy Director for the Center of Medicare Advocacy. Regulators, however, adjusted that rule last month, giving nursing homes the ability to restrict visitors, quote, with very limited and rare exceptions. The rule change worries industry watchdogs, who point to data showing that the pandemic worsened already dire staffing levels in nursing homes and caused a pandemic wave of fatalities, quietly claiming tens of thousands more who were succumbing not to the virus but to neglect by overwhelmed staffs and slow decline Guidelines from Isolation, that's from the Associated Press in 2020. The town of Canaan and Falls Village was allotted another 90 test kits, a limited supply. They were distributed to the public on Saturday, and in most towns, there were distributions taking place this weekend as well. Coming up in Sheffield, the schedule for handing out free testing kits, January 13th from 8 to 10 at the Bushnell Sage Library, 48 Main Street, January 20th, 8 to 10 in Sheffield at the Bushnell Sage Library, and January 27th in Sheffield from 8 to 10 at the Bushnell Sage Library. Children and adults are eligible, whether symptomatic or not. Antigen test results will be shared the same day. For more information, email Amy Hart, public health nurse, at tritownhealth.org. Now, the town of North Canaan is receiving its limited at-home kits. The town will be distributing those from 10 until 11 tomorrow or until the supply is exhausted. They're doing this at Town Hall, 100 P Street. They ask you enter the town hall from the P Street entrance, pick up your kit, exit on the Bragg Street. Upon proof of North Canaan resident, each vehicle will receive one test kit. Each kit does contain two tests. If you do not live in North Canaan, you will not be able to receive a test kit. Acceptable proof of residency includes a driver's license, passport, utility bill, and more. When more tests become available, there'll be another distribution as well as N95 masks. Now, meanwhile, the Connecticut Department of Health and Griffin Health has some 12-plus COVID-19 clinics coming up Friday, January 28th at 7, February 4th at 7, and February 25th at 7 p.m. All three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, will be available. All boosters will be available. Do note that boosters for 12 to 15-year-olds will be available at those clinics. North Canaan Elementary School will be holding pediatric age 5 through 11 vaccination clinics in their building and participate with Griffin Health. Those are open to the public and no appointments are necessary. January 13th at 7:30, Thursday, February 3rd at 7:30. Only pediatric ages 5 through 11 vaccinations will be administered at those clinics. No adult 12-plus doses will be available. Our business brief is brought to you by Morgan's and the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 36,231.66, the NASDAQ at 14,935.90, and the S&P 500 at 4677.03. We'll take a look at Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.